it gets back to that comment you made about how eggs are really, really expensive. But yet, hen house building is not that difficult. Taking care of hens is not that difficult. We have the ability to be self-sufficient, but it cannot be an end of itself. We have to accept a global vision. We have to take responsibility for all of our brothers and sisters.
Yes, but a lot of our brothers and sisters don't have any interest in building hen houses or being self-sufficient in that way.
But you're not hearing me. It just takes a critical mass.
No, I do hear you, but I'm saying that even as such, there's people who wouldn't want to do that, who would like to, you know.
But why is that important?
It's important because in telling this new story, how does each person fit into this new way of telling a story, and what attracts people to this new story? And I'm thinking that back to this game that we find ourselves in, and the word that came into my head is competition, you know, because that's what games are about, is, you know, competing to be the best, to win at something. And I think in my life, the times that I play games, I work in the school system, so I play a lot of games with kids, and I get really excited, and children get really excited about playing games and competing. And that to me is something that I like and enjoy, you know, and again, so this is a whole other discussion about competition. And so that feeling of competition, how does that translate into a new story that we tell ourselves? And what role, what role does that have in telling ourselves a new story? Because I feel like there's a lot of people out there who like competition and equate that with capitalism, because capitalism is competition and making the most money, and, you know, and the market is the rightest, most righteous thing out there. And I definitely don't agree with that, but I do enjoy competition. And so again, I'm just grappling with that word and that idea and that energy, and what does that look like in a new story that we tell ourselves? Because honestly, to me, a lot of these things that you're saying to me sound kind of boring, you know, like I'm looking for that spark that gets me wanting to. One of my friends suggested, again, back to the game thing, that each thing that we do is connected to, you know, a point system and all that, which is something that I really don't vibe with at all. But that was just another example of we could do that. We could, since we're all jumping through hoops, why don't we jump through hoops to jump out of this system? And so I feel you that all it takes is a small group, the Raven, and that once that gets percolating going, people will see that and be like, oh, damn, okay. And that's cool. But I'm still thinking about everyone else out there who's kind of like, well, you know, I like my gadgets. I like my competition. I like my work. I like, and what's in it for me? What this new story? Why would I want to be a part of this new story when I have these things that I enjoy and like in my life? And I'm not really willing to, you know, and of course, as times get harder and more difficult, it's harder to hold on to these false, as Jeremy Bentham was describing, you know, forcing people into these ideas of happiness. But anyways, I'm just throwing around ideas here. But
well, you've answered your own questions, that these are false ideals of or ideas of happiness.
No, but I'm still saying things like competition is a thing that is important to a lot of people, and it engages the certain part of, at least me, I feel engaged by that. That's not a false thing. That's a thing that I enjoy doing. And so
I'm arguing that you have been designed by a system of class, because what else is there but competition? What else do we have in this reality, in this current system? We haven't appreciated significantly the degree to which we are shaped structurally. We still have this romantic notion of triumphing over circumstances, that, you know, I am so powerful, I can make my own. I am the master of my fate. I'll take no orders from no one. Back to that quote. So I believe that we are designed to be competitive to be competitive, that we don't have anything else but to set up for ourselves these really narrow goals. We are structurally set up by the myth of scarcity, that there isn't enough, and so we must race to try to get our piece, and then we turn it into a game and create little tiny heroic stories for ourselves. But let me finish. There's one thing I wanted to make sure I said before, because I didn't want to lose track.